as we look ahead to this game, Derry looking to end the season with silverware. How significant is it for the club to be involved in the decider of this competition?
I think it's very important, Oisin, because as everybody knows, 2 years ago, there was doom and gloom in the fact that Derry were relegated from the All-Ireland League. And, you know, having been a senior club for so long and carrying the torch in the Northwest in the All-Ireland League, it was a major disappointment. If the boys on Saturday can do the business, pick up the Ulster Junior Cup, I think it would be fitting that they give a real boost to the club. But also, and the fact is that it's 30 years to the year that City of Derry opened their grounds at George's Road, and that would be a nice thing to have, to be able to have there on their 30th anniversary.
Well, if they are going to do that, it's not going to be an easy job. Dromore will be providing stiff opposition on Saturday, Alec.
Dromore are a very workmanlike side. They're not a side that physically are all that big, but they're well-drilled and they play well. And been Derry and them know each other this year. Both have had victories at home. So it's stalemate at the moment. But I think one of the things that could be a decider at the Kingspan, especially with the new surface, is the fitness levels of the players. Because I watched the Schools Cup final there on St. Patrick's Day, and these guys were as fit as anybody could be, and yet there was quite a lot of them cramping up after about an hour. So it's going to take its toll in that one, and obviously the fitter team, it's going to make a difference. Both sides I have seen this season and the game that they played at Judges Road, and both of them run the ball, so I mean it's going to be quite telling. But I think maybe that from Derry's point of view, they may have a few players back that may give them that bit of experience.
Okay. Well, what's the season been like so far for City of Derry, Alec? How could you sum it up, their run to the cup final?
Well, I think they're again finishing in the top four. They had a bad defeat to Enniskillen a few weeks ago, although I think it was a few injuries on the team. But generally speaking, it's very difficult to get into that top two position. Enniskillen and Ballyclare are very strong teams. Cork have had a very good run of late and beat Derry, and that put them ahead. And it's a difficult league, as everybody knows. But those are the top four teams at the moment. Next year, if they can strengthen a bit more, and the likes of Ballyclare and Enniskillen manage to get promotion to the All-Ireland League, it should be very interesting to see what would happen. And then they would really be in a position to push on.
Yeah. But the significant part of, I suppose, of City of Derry finishing in the top four in the league is they will be able to play All-Ireland Junior Cup next season, a competition that they'll look to do well in, and look to do better next year than what happened earlier in the season. They got as far as the quarterfinals and lost out to Ballyclare. And again, if you're involved in something like that, it's all encouraging, Alec, because I suppose the level of rugby is at a high standard. And again, it's back to a point that you made earlier about getting back to senior rugby, that this would need to be part of the journey if you're going to get there.
Yes, and also it gives the players now an opportunity not just to be playing rugby in Ulster. They could be travelling down to Cork, they could be going to Galway, or they could be going to Dublin. And it's good experience, especially for the younger players, because it is a step up after all. I mean, you're talking about the four top teams in each of the provinces, and therefore, as you say, this year, they got a narrow victory against Connemara, who they played many years ago in the All-Ireland League. But unfortunately, they got the draw that nobody wanted, Ballyclare. And of course, Ballyclare at the moment, despite the fact that Ballyclare and Enniskillen both got beaten, everybody was expecting one of those teams to be in this final on Saturday. But I think it makes it even better now that it's City of Derry versus Dromore, and it's two sides who have everything to play for, and it's a more even final as well. I was talking to Richard McCarter yesterday, I was asking him what about team selection, and he's almost certain Stephen Carr has made himself available at number 8. Stephen has been out injured for a while, and he, of course, as everybody knows, is the kingpin of the forwards. Although he's not in the flush of youth at the moment, he's still a big, strong guy who's had much experience in rugby. He plays at number 8. He can control the scrums. Simon Logue is available, and he can play out half scrum half. He just drops around the field and does everything. But James Lowe, like, as far as the Ireland team, he can appear anywhere, and he's got a sidestep and leaves, has left a lot of boys flying. But the guy I think that Richard's looking forward to most, and who I think will be watching, is Killian Thornton. You've heard me talk about this young guy again, a fullback, who has really matured this year, and I'd be very surprised if he doesn't play in the Ulster Junior team. And in the wide open spaces of the Kingspan, if the Drumore out half happens to kick the ball loosely, this young guy will be worth watching because his counter-attacking and his ability to see space is just tremendous. So, you know, he's been a match winner for Derry a few times this year, and let's hope that he does the same on Saturday.
Well, listen, Alec, we look forward to the rugby at the weekend, hoping that City of Derry get the result. Thanks for joining us today to preview the big match.
Okay, Oisin, thank you.